This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
As you mentioned when you were talking just a few minutes ago, Buffalo has had more drafts other than Montreal and the NHL. What has attracted you to Buffalo for these drafts?
This is a great sports town, a great hockey market. The reception we get here is always terrific. Fans are knowledgeable and passionate. We've got a great organization with great ownership. All the factors that you would take into account, the boxes are checked in a first-class way.
Gary, you've had to listen to me ask you at the finals and ask you in October, what's wrong with the Sabres? What is your reaction to what's going on now with the Sabres?
No, it's your reaction. I didn't think anything was wrong with the Sabres. I know, and you heard Terry say it, he was as frustrated as any fan would be because he's first and foremost a fan. But it's nice to see the club on the run that it's on. Well, they won 13 out of the last 14. It's great to see, and it's great for the fans, most importantly. You know, as commissioner, I want all the teams to win every game and be successful. That's not possible. But it's great to see what's happening in Buffalo from a sports standpoint for the fans. Yes, the Sabres and the Bills as well. I mean, there's a good buzz here for sports right now.
What type of things do you have planned to maybe – what did you learn, I guess, the first time you did the decentralized draft that maybe you might be able to streamline?
Since it was the first time we were decentralizing, we wanted to – try some things out would be new and different than you see perhaps in other drafts. I think the first round may have been a bit overproduced, and so we learned some things worked and some things didn't work. And so I think we're going to look to streamline, but at the same time, we'll try some new things to be innovative and creative, but we want to be conscious of how long it's taking.
Are you going to keep pushing your dopey GMs to go back and do it the right way?
My GMs are not what you call them. And, you know, we repolled the clubs, and overwhelmingly they still want the decentralized format. From our standpoint, we can do it either way. In terms of the event, it'll be as big. In terms of the number of prospects, everything we do around the event, and the clubs think they can be more efficient, more productive in their home markets. I respect that view, and it's what football does and basketball does, and we can make that work as well. This is one that we want to make sure we're fulfilling the will of the clubs.
Last year, did you sense at all that maybe the players were disappointed that the clubs weren't there?
No, not at all. The enthusiasm, and remember, I had a little more interaction with the players than normal. You know what? If you're a player and you're getting drafted in the first round, which I'm doing, you're thrilled. You don't care where it is or where it's happening. You're thrilled that it has happened.
Gary, there was a report out there that you wanted to avoid the World Cup cities. Is that what made Buffalo?
No. Wasn't a factor.
The league and the PA just put out a statement on the ice in Milan.
I'm curious. I noticed. I might have had something to do with that.
I'm curious what your reaction was to the testing event there and your confidence.
I think the statement speaks for itself. They had a test event, which from all reports I got was okay. But the fact is the There are still challenges because the building's still under construction and the ice is new. But we've been assured that, or we expect, that everything that needs to be done on a timely basis will get done. Again, as you know, it's not our event. We're invited guests. But we've offered to help and consult and advise as they feel they need and would be appropriate, because we do have a little bit of expertise in that area.
Are you still okay, good enough?
You know what? I'm not going to get there yet. When I get to Milan, I can answer that question better. It's always been important for our players to play best on best at the Olympics, and that's why we agreed to take the break and have them go. In the final analysis, that question has to get answered by the IOC and the IIHF.
Is it still the intention of the league to stage an outdoor game at the new stadium?
Yeah.
And have you seen the new stadium?
I haven't yet. Terry and I were talking about that. I have to go for a tour, which I will do, but we're coming for an outdoor game in the new stadium. It's just a question of when.
How many other cities put in for this draft?
A bunch. I mean, I don't keep track. I'm not the one who processes the application, but there were a number of cities that we talked to.
But Buffalo was the one that stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. We felt this would be a great place for us to come now.
What's your reaction to just how competitive the Eastern Conference is right now?
Well, actually, both conferences, it's sensational. I mean, I heard one club owner say to me, he went to sleep one night in second place, didn't play, and woke up outside the playoffs. It shows you how exciting and competitive the regular season is. Every point matters. You're seeing that every night. And, you know, the races to the playoffs, who gets in, is the ultimate tournament in terms of qualifying. So we think it's great. And what's also great, if you look at the season, you've got Ovechkin and Crosby still doing it. You got Bedard and Celebrini and Schaefer. And then you got the guys in the middle, like McKinnon and McDavid. I mean, we've got skill up and down from all ages, and it's reflected every night. And what's also interesting is, and John Delapina will correct me, something like 52 or 53% of our games are tied at some point in the third period. And we're either setting or close to setting a record on come-from-behind victories and multi-goal come-from-behind victories. That makes the game competitive and exciting, and that's what you want to give your fans.
Gary, you've been very consistent over the years when asked
about... I try.
When asked about the playoff format, you've always had similar answers. How much concern is there this year that it looks like you're on a collision course to lose two of your top three teams by the end of round two?
The answer is the format we have works extraordinarily well. We played over 100% of capacity. We get more games than leagues that play a tournament format in other sports that aren't set up the way we are in terms of the number of 6 and 7 game series, the fewer number of sweeps and that. If you're going to win it all, you got to beat the best teams. Doesn't matter when you do it. And there is nothing, I believe, like our first round.
Have you ever considered, the NBA has that play-in format, which gets a couple of extra teams in it and gets a couple of extra games for revenue going. Have you ever considered that, just a couple of teams in a play-in?
I mean, we're aware of it. We think what we have works extraordinarily well for us. We don't think that would enhance one bit what we do.
You touched on the run the Sabres are on. I mean, how good is it for the league when this market is healthy?
You know, as a father and grandfather, I loved all my children equally. Okay, it's great to see the fans engaged. It's great to see a team that's been through a rebuilding process have success. And, you know, if you ask fans in other cities, they could care less what happens here. I look at all of it, and I think it's great to see this team playing again the way it's capable of.
Gary, when it comes to women's hockey and Hillary Knight making her fifth in what she says is her final Olympic appearance, just any reflections on the career she's had?
She's been an outstanding participant of and representative of the game, and she's one of the reasons that the women's game is starting to grow and really catch on, and we're thrilled to see it. And a lot of that goes to the players she played with and to Hillary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The event at hand here, what did it take for you to be able to secure the draft here? And I'm sure it was a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
Yeah, well, we're in constant dialogue with the league, and they know we want Buffalo to be the center of the hockey universe. And when events come up like this, we'll do everything we can to be in the mix. And candidly, the conversations came together really quickly. I think the NHL felt the same way. They know Buffalo is an important market to the National Hockey League and thought that this would be a great place to have the event.
It is going to be here at the arena, just to be clear.
It is, yeah. The plans to have it at the arena. We just think it's an incredible opportunity to showcase downtown Buffalo and the waterfront. This is the perfect place to hold it.
You couldn't have it at Highmark?
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll be ready at that point in time, John. But, look, it's the same thing there. I think, look, we want events in this town. We know they're important to Buffalo, whether it's at Highmark Stadium or whether it's here at the arena. If there's an event out there, we're going to be in the mix for it.
Is there ever any consideration with Chase? Because I know they did theater in L.A. last year.
Yeah, I mean, our intention was to have it here from the beginning. So not that we're not open to doing things. There's going to be a number of, I think, shoulder programming that's going to go on that could take place in a number of different venues. But we wanted the focus to be KeyBank Center.
Even moving forward, Gary said, pretty much said, there's going to be another outdoor game here in your new stadium. And that has to be thrilling to you also.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it started. You know, we're having that constant discussion. We've raised our hand and said we'd love to have another outdoor game here, probably more likely targeting a stadium series type event. But when those conversations were going on, that led to these conversations about the draft. And to get the draft in here, executed at a high level, I think it puts us in a better position to host events like the stadium series.
How important was it to be able to have a draft here and maybe show that to the NFL? Because I know there's been talk and consideration maybe getting the NFL.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt. If you can show you can handle events like this, high-profile events, it puts you in a better position when you're going out and trying to recruit any event, let alone the NFL draft, and that is something that we're seriously interested in as well, and we're going to continue to pursue that.
What has it been for you to see this building the way it's been the last 13, 14 games with the winning hockey club and the way this building has been reacting to it?
I mean, this is what this building should look like. You know, it's a great hockey town. From being here over the last year and a half, you can tell the passion still exists. You just had an opportunity to ignite it, and now you're seeing it in the arena.
It's estimated that the arena needs $400 million in renovations. Is there any likelihood that they would see any sort of improvements before the draft or any effort after the fact to sort of, you know, put our best foot forward?
I would categorize those conversations as still early, a lot of preliminary discussions around the arena. Certainly needs work. It's 30 years old. I think it's the oldest hockey building in the NHL yet to be renovated or have at least a major renovation. So it's something we're talking about. I feel like there's a lot of mind share on what needs to happen, particularly at the waterfront and canal side. I think everybody knows, whether it's the governor, county exec, or the mayor, that this building is the catalyst for that. So there's a lot of serious discussions around it, but they're still relatively early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.